Welcome to the Chan's Logic Culture of Care show, where we talk about health, wealth, and creating communication strategies so you can sell without manipulation, aggressive tactics, or feeling salesy. Hope you're excited for this episode. What I wanted to talk about today was the definitive guide to being successful. What makes someone successful, why they become successful, and how you can learn from others' success, well, and their failure. So without further ado, let's jump in. I think one of the most important things that people want in life is success. And success to each individual person might mean something different, but ultimately success for every individual means achieving the goals and philosophies and ideals and lifestyle that they want. And that success often comes down to their relationships, their wealth, and their ability to build something meaningful for themselves or their family. But I think where people really go wrong is they look to those who are successful and they glamorize them for where they're at. But what I think we have to do is look at what made someone successful rather than what they're doing right now while they're currently successful. So you'll hear a lot of people talk about how entrepreneurs and high-level people read a lot and have all this time to do things. But when you're first starting out or where you're kind of struggling, well, you might not have enough time to read 35 books a week. You might not have enough time to do a lot of this stuff. So you have to be able to maximize what you have available. And so I think one of the biggest and most important facets of success isn't necessarily success itself. It's not even the idea of being successful. It's not the idea of like happy thoughts or anything in that regard. What success really comes down to is the ability to weather failure. And that's one of the most challenging capabilities that a human being can develop in their lifetime. That is what will dictate or make or break success. Because if you're able to withstand failure, you put yourself in a place and a position to where you can learn from that failure. And when you can learn from that failure, well, now you can move to embrace the next step, which could be more failure. There probably is going to be more failure. And this is where a lot of people don't really want to play this game. They don't want to play the game of failure. They only want to play the game of success. They only want to play the game of sunshine and rainbows. They don't want to play the game to where it sucks, to where you're eating a little bit of dirt for a living, to where you're not always on the high road. They only want to play that game where they're standing on top of the mountain, realizing that success, realizing those wins. But the people who are truly successful are the ones who have weathered that storm. I can tell you from personal experience, when we first started our first business, the first year, we basically slept in the back of it because we were still learning. We were trying to create that road. And a lot of people in that first year, even that first 5 years, will quit because it's too hard, because they get burnt out, because they have a failure to learn from what they're going through. And well, what did we learn? Well, I learned that the beginning was hard. There was a lot of failure along the way. There was a lot to learn. I was in a position to where everything was new, essentially. I didn't know how to run a business. I didn't know what I was really doing. I didn't know how to figure out how to know what I was doing. And because of that, we spent an obscene amount of time inside of that business trying to make things work. But ultimately, what made us successful wasn't a magic pill. It wasn't a magic potion. It wasn't anything like that. It was the idea that we could put one foot in front of the other, go day by day, fail and fail and fail over and over again, and then try something new, and then try something new, and then try something new. And eventually something worked, something clicked. Then we did that more. And we continued doing that till we broke it, till we failed. Then we continue that process. And this really where it comes down to something that I really like to talk about and pursue, which is the scientific method. And I think that's one thing that I got out of my education, because I went to university for biology and biochemistry. And one thing I learned in that process that I still use is the ability to embrace failure and look to failure as a stepping stone to help me realize success. So we create a hypothesis, we test that hypothesis. If it doesn't work, that's okay. We create a new one, we test something new. If that does work, we retest that hypothesis with a new variable. And ultimately, we create a process to where we can ultimately be successful long term. And so I know a lot of people like to bag on college, like it doesn't do anything for you. And maybe it doesn't if you don't have the realm of critical thinking involved in your education. But for me, it did, because it taught me how to embrace failure, taught me that failure is part of growth. Failure is a part of achieving victory in our lives. And failure is the aspect that we ultimately need to embrace in order to realize the success that we so desperately want. And so rather than looking at how to be successful, what we need to look at is how to fail forward. You see, a lot of us look at failure as this point to where it's a bad thing. Like, what are people going to say? What are people going to think? What if it doesn't work? What's going to happen to me? All of these what ifs. We start going straight into the negative about how bad it's going to be, how bad it could be, and all of these things associated with that. When in reality, what we should be looking at is, okay, well, what if I do fail? Does it matter what someone else says? What if I do fail? Is there a possibility that I might learn from that? Could I be successful after the second round, third round, fourth round, 10th round? And is that failure ultimately going to be a bad thing? Because in reality, failure is going to be a good thing. It's going to be the most important and impactful thing you experience and go through in your life, because it's going to be the thing that allows you to ultimately be successful. And so I think we have to recognize that failure is ultimately success. And success is created from failure. So rather than chasing this dream of success, we need to look at a different viewpoint. In my opinion, what we need to look at is, how can I put one foot in front of the other? How can I go day by day? How can I get little wins? How can I take little failures, figure out what went wrong, and then move them and create success out of them? I think that's the important part we have to embrace and that we have to look at. If we can recognize and understand that failure is a good thing, failure is an opportunity for growth, and failure is something that can propel us forward and move us into a new dynamic, well, then we move into a position and a place to where we can recognize that we can be successful. And that success is going to have us eating dirt sometimes. It's going to have us down in the dirt. It's going to have us feeling terrible. It's going to have us feeling like we want to quit. And it's going to put us in this place to where we don't feel like we want to go forward anymore. And that's exactly when we take one more step forward, one foot in front of the other, take it one day at a time, and continue embracing that failure. But here's the important thing. We have to embrace that failure in a way to where we're learning. You can't just fail and do the same thing over and over and over again, because that's the definition of insanity. What we need to do is look at failure and say, okay, I failed. But let me tactically analyze this. What went wrong? Oh, this went wrong. Okay, what went well? Oh, well, this went well. Okay, what can we do next time to test and hypothesize what we could do to make this a little bit better? Then we do that next thing. And we do it again. We do this strategic planning phase in order to put ourselves in a place to where we can recognize and understand how we move past failure and how we can embrace the process of failure to create success in our lives. If you can do that, you're unstoppable, because you're no longer going to look at the negative and the fears of failure. You're going to move right into tactical thinking, which is what we want. We need to move out of this emotional aspect of thinking and move into this logical, tactical phase of thinking. So when you fail, rather than it's never going to work, I'm not good enough, everyone's going to hate me, you move into, okay, that didn't work. What are we going to do next time? How can we adjust it? How quickly can we get this kickstarted and redo it again with this process in place that's a little bit different? So maybe this time we'll be successful. And that's ultimately the process and the thought process I've always had. It's never, hey, I should quit. Hey, I should go do something else. It's, how can I improve on that process? How can I take what I've learned from this experience and make it different next time, so that way I can actually win? So that way I can get a little win. So that way this failure is a stepping stone for me to be able to ultimately be successful. So here's my lesson to you from today. Embrace failure. Stop chasing success. Start chasing failure. Start looking at failure as the opportunity for growth, and start looking at failure as less of a bad thing and more as a tactical strategy for you to execute on something that's going to allow you to be successful and win long-term, and create lessons and strategies that help you achieve mastery, not only in business, but life and your communications and everything in between. So I hope this episode was helpful. If you need help You can always hit me up on Instagram. It's just, my Instagram is Chandler_SAF. And as always, if you're interested in our 9-step system framework for compassion conversations, selling without manipulation, aggressive tactics, or feeling salesy, just go to 9step.cultureofcare.life. That's the number 9step.cultureofcare.life. That's .life, not .com. All right. Until next week, I will talk to you all later.